My name is TJ Carty. I'm from the townland of Mullaghmore South near Mylock, County Galway. And I'm going to talk about something that happened 100 years ago. And at the time, the Land League was very strong in the country. And the landlords who had owned the land for a few hundred years were beginning to decline. There were, some of them were going bankrupt. And the English government at the time were beginning to take over some of the estates and divide them amongst the tenants. And several cattle drives, which was where the tenants would be organised by the Land League to drive the stock from the land and bring them back to their owners, because most of these estates were rented to third parties. And at the time these cattle drives were going on, there was one organised in Mullaghmore. It just happened to be on Easter week, the same week that the Rising was taking place in Dublin. And a Land League would be a peaceful organisation. They weren't into violence. They wanted a peaceful protest and boycotting and all that kind of thing. So the first cattle drive took place on Monday, Easter Monday, and the cattle belonged to a Mr. Coog from Cornfield in Manislaw, which is 15 miles away. And it was all cattle in this case, and the cattle were driven to his home, and they were counted out to him, and it was explained to him that they bore him no ill will, and they asked him not to return the cattle to the farm, and their agitation was to try and get the land divided amongst tenants. So he agreed, and he wished them luck, and he took back his stock. And it might have ended at that, and there mightn't be any story to it, but on the following Saturday, the second cattle drive took place, which turned out to be a total different story. It was a shorter drive, it was only 5 miles to Killarearn, and this time there was sheep and cattle involved in it. And when they arrived in Killarearn, the man that owned the stock, he was Patrick Fleming. He started a confrontation with them. He was very angry about it, and he threatened to shoot them. And eventually they counted out the stock to him, and they went to the public house for a drink, and he went to the RIC barracks. But when he went to the RIC barracks, there was only one officer there, and the reason for that was all the RIC men had been called to Athenry and Myoad Castle and Clarendon Bridge, where the rebels had attacked the barracks in these places, and all the RIC men from all the other barracks were called in there. So he was on his own, and he said he couldn't do anything about it that day. But it seemed, it's not written down, but it seemed like there was a follow-up, and the men were arrested, and there was 19 of them charged and brought to court in Dublin. The court took place in June, and at the time people were annoyed that the court didn't take place locally in Tuam or Ballinasloe, but it was in Dublin. And the judge sentenced the 19 men to 4 months in prison. And for some reason, which we presume was their age, he allowed 15 of them out to see how they would get on, and 4 of them went to jail. Now, the 4, looking at the ages of the men, the 4 that went to jail were the 4 older men. The others would have been, a lot of them would have been from 18 to into their 20s and early 30s. And there was another older man as well, but he wasn't sent to jail. But what they'd done is they took his stock to be sold to pay for the court. But at the time, the Land League had money, and they paid for court, and he got his stock back. But the other 4 men went to jail, and they went to Galway jail. And they served 9 weeks, and my grandfather was one of the 4 that went to jail. My mother wrote a story about it. She remembered, she was only 6 at the time, but she remembered how her father was gone one morning. She didn't know where he was gone, but they told her he was just gone to town or gone to a fair or something, and she didn't know that he was gone to jail. And when he was released, she said they went to meet him, and he carried her on his shoulders back to the house. And she was only 6 years of age, but she still remembered that, and she only died a year and a half ago. She was 103, but she could remember that story all the time. And eventually the land was divided within 10 years of that event, and all those people that were involved in it did get land in it, which would probably might have happened anyway, because the Free State had taken over at that stage. But we decided we'd commemorate it, and we're putting up a limestone plaque to commemorate the event, and we're doing a reenactment on the date. Hopefully it'll be a success anyway.